So here we have a very special guest, near and dear to my heart, special brother, not guest. I guess because he lives down in Shantyvan and has come all the way up the mountain to be with us for this 1 hour. I think of him as a guest. This is Atam Prakash Bhai, brother, Atam Prakash. And he is very near and dear to all of us foreigners in particular, because when he came first to this institution and said, I would like to give my life for service, they put him in the Toli kitchen. You know, Toli are the little sweets that we get. So he's been in charge of the Toli kitchen for many, many years, decades now. And he was a young man who had higher degrees in the university setting, and he wondered to himself, why am I cooking sweets when I have, you know, the capacity to speak in English, the capacity to articulate this knowledge? And then little by little, the secret of that decision to put him there was revealed, because as we, the foreigners, started to come to study here in university on campus, there were very few who could speak English, but our brother Atam could speak English. So we all went to the Toli department to talk to him. So his fortune has been to give sweets, the sweetness of spiritual knowledge and sweetness for the mouth, to every country in the world. And he has traveled to most of the countries you are from, that you have come from. And in this place, we put all the most powerful yogis in the kitchen, because as they cook, they will put that energy into the food. And so they make the food very powerful. So Brother Atam is one of our most powerful yogis, and he's here tonight to take us into the experience and the understanding of how to create the soul conscious stage and to connect to the divine. Next to him, we have four yogis who will be sitting in meditation during his talk. And as they sit, their eyes will be open, they will be soul conscious, they will be connected upward to the divine, and they will just be looking at all of you with that spiritual light. So, very warm welcome, Atam Bhai. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Practical flying stage in meditation. There are three aspects of this meditation. First aspect is soul conscious stage, experiencing ourselves as a soul. Second aspect is about God consciousness, who is really God and how is He. And third aspect, maintaining connection, link with the Supreme Being. Now, I would like to explain a little bit about soul conscious stage. How can we experience ourselves as a soul? Because that is our true identity. Body is just instrument. Body is just vehicle. In fact, who am I? I am a soul. Very tiny and shining point of divine light, locating here in the center of my forehead. For experiencing soul consciousness, first of all, we must visualize our form. With the third eye, with the divine eye, with the eye of knowledge, we can visualize ourselves as a soul. Then only we can experience that true consciousness, soul consciousness. Because with this physical eyes, we can visualize this physical body in a mirror. In the same way, if we would like to visualize ourselves as soul, with the eye of a soul only, we can visualize ourselves as a point of light. Now I would like to give you idea which is the eye of a soul. Soul is a mass of energy. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, point of light, we must understand this is the eye of the soul. Now I would like to ask two questions, so you can get the clear understanding of these two powers, which is my intellect and which is my mind. Because these two powers are playing role in a meditation. If I would ask you now where you are staying in this complex, right after that you start visualizing your room, accommodation room. You are visualizing me, but simultaneously you are visualizing your room also. And then I ask you second question, how many of you are staying in that room? Oh, we are two persons staying there. What else are there? Which things are there? There is a nice table. On that table there is a bouquet, whatever it may be. Visualization power is called the eye of intellect. And thinking power is called mind, power of mind. If you understand the subtle difference in these two powers, this meditation would be very easy for you. Now, what is the method of experiencing soul conscious stage? Sit in solitude, focus the eye of intellect on the center of your forehead. Who really am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. What type of the light am I? I am a peaceful light. Peaceful star. Radiating the waves of peace all around me. There are two factors. We must keep on increasing the percentage of visualization on one hand, and we must increase the time of being in that stage on the other hand. Full soul conscious stage means 100% soul conscious stage and 0% body conscious stage. This is a very deep soul conscious stage. And soul has seven original qualities: peace, purity, power, love, bliss, happiness, and knowledge. These are the seven qualities of the soul. We should keep on visualizing one after another quality, then automatically we could experience wonderful aura, a pure energy, wonderful aura of divine light surrounding us. That is why for experiencing soul conscious state, focus the eye of intellect in the center of your forehead. Visualize clearly and deeply yourself and be in that stage as long as you can. Automatically you start experiencing super sensuous joy, because you are going beyond the body consciousness and experiencing soul conscious stage, and automatically we can experience the bliss, peace, happiness. Now let us experience this true soul conscious stage, right consciousness, for a while. Just be in that stage, visualize yourself as a soul, and the yogis are sitting on the stage, look on their forehead also as a point of light. Visualize also them as a soul, point of light, and experience the vibrations of peace and purity from these yogis also. Let us have the beautiful experience of this soul conscious stage for a while. Now, I would like to share something about God consciousness. How is really the form of Supreme Being, God? The form of a soul is a point of light. the form of a supreme being is also point of light. There is no difference in the form of soul and supreme soul. But what is the difference? Whatever the seven qualities, original qualities soul has, the supreme soul is having that seven qualities in unlimited form. For instance, if soul is a peaceful soul, supreme being is a ocean of peace. If soul is a pure soul, supreme being is ocean of purity. It means the form of a supreme being is a point of light. But in that point of light, seven oceans are already merged. You just think how powerful that point would be. That is why, while describing the form of Supreme Being, the yogis, they compare the form of Supreme Being with this physical sun, worldly sun. There are two qualities of this physical sun. First quality, the physical sun is an unlimited source of physical energy. Always radiating physical energy in this universe. And second quality, the light of this physical sun has burning capacity. When the light of supreme, that sun is falling on this earth, all the dirty things are burning away. The earth is becoming clean. In the same way, the supreme being is called sun of knowledge. He is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. He is always radiating spiritual energy in this universe. That is why we are asking for powers, for helping. Oh God, please help me. Please give me some power, so I can face the problem. The Supreme Being is always staying in the supreme region. And always radiating spiritual energy. And when we are meditating, when we are maintaining the connection with the Supreme Being, Son of Knowledge, we start receiving energy. And the battery of the soul start charging, recharging. Now, the battery is not charged. That is why we are having some problem, mental problem. We are not really able to cope the situation. That is why when we are maintaining connection with the Supreme Being, we start receiving powers from the Source. What is the method of maintaining link with Baba, the Supreme Being? Sit in solitude, be in soul conscious stage, in right consciousness. I am a point of divine light, and the focus, the eye of intellect on the supreme point of light. The moment you are focusing your third eye, the eye of intellect, on the source, supreme being, you get the link with the source. You get the connection with the source. The moment you are getting connection, the collection of powers starts. We are receiving powers gradually and gradually from the source, and the battery of the soul charging. And as much we are receiving the power from the source, supreme being, then automatically we start enjoying this life. As we are maintaining energy level of this body, we are getting very good food. Good breakfast, good lunch, good dinner. For maintaining energy level of the body. In the same way, for maintaining energy level of the soul, we must maintain the link with the Supreme Being, with the Source. Focus the eye of intellect on the Supreme Being, then automatically your mind starts thinking about the Supreme Being. After some time, you may lose the connection. Now in this situation, how can I get the reconnection with the Supreme Being? Check where is the eye of intellect that is not on the object, that is somewhere else. Check it and change it. Put it on the Supreme Being. As much your checking power, changing power will increase, that much your concentration power will increase. Consistency in that connection will increase. That is why just keep on visualizing the form, beautiful form of a Supreme Being. Because He is our Father, spiritual Father. He wants to help us. But through the remembrance, through the connection, we can receive His help. We can experience His presence. That is why, always be in soul conscious stage. The moment you are being in soul conscious stage, automatically your intellect will go towards the Supreme Father. When you are having the consciousness of a body, your intellect will wander here in this bodily world, bodily being, bodily things. But the moment you are thinking yourself, experiencing yourself as a point of light, your intellect will go towards the Supreme Power, Supreme Being. That is why while performing action also, while moving around also, you can maintain that connection. And you can receive the power from the Source, Supreme Being. And He is our best companion. When we would be in His company, we start experiencing His company. Love in His company, bliss in His company, power in His company. Practicing meditation means practicing spiritual sunbath. And getting the power from the spiritual sun of knowledge, Supreme Being. That is why this is a matter of practice. While performing action, sometimes we are becoming tired. But in that situation, if you get detached from your body and if you be in that soul consciousness and if you maintain link with the Supreme Being, you would receive energy and you feel fresh. Then you can use that powers in next hours, 2 hours. You feel yourself energetic. That is why this yoga is called Karma Yoga. You can practice this yoga while performing action also. When you are practicing this meditation while performing action, then automatically the divinity in your action is increasing. But when you are practicing this meditation while sitting, then you can focus maximum consciousness towards the Supreme Being and you can receive tremendous power, unlimited powers from that source, Supreme Being. Now let us have the wonderful experience of flying stage in meditation. Sit upright. Just relax. And follow my words. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a living star, sparkling star. Wonderful star. Radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. How fortunate am I visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, divine form, that is a point of divine light. I am a peaceful light, radiating the waves of peace. experiencing depth of peace. I, the soul point of light, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards, flying beyond this world globe, flying far and far beyond the sun and moon and stars towards the supreme region, soul world. Oh, I arrived at a soul world. How beautiful is this world? It is a world of infinite golden ray divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Supreme Being is in front of me. I, the soul point of light, is visualizing His beautiful form. He becomes the light of my eyes. I am experiencing connection with Him. I, the soul, is enjoying spiritual sun bath. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly over me and enjoying beautiful experience of meditation.
Thank you, Atam Prakash.